sea sea. I love your rolling fields, your flowers and silver streams that flow to the sea.
Francis of Assisi was more than someone who wandered aimlessly through the fields, revelling in the birds and the flowers. All creation spoke to him of its creator, which is why he treated all creation with reverence. Father Joe Rozanski coordinates the activities of the Order of Friars Minor in justice, peace and integrity of creation. He reflects.
Looking at our world, understanding it well, you know, we're called constantly to read the signs of the times. I'm not sure how well we do that all the time, but reading the signs of the times, then we can understand what we're called to do in terms of embracing those people who are excluded by our society today. The idea is, as we read the signs of the times, as we look at our world around us, you know, who are the people who are on the outside? You know, so of course that's going to include migrants and refugees, and I think everybody can fill in the blank in terms of their own area of the world, their own corner of the world, their own city, about the people who are excluded by our society today. And in some ways, you know, as we look at it, one of the areas that's been most excluded is the area of creation and the area of ecology. As a matter of fact, the IC did not exist for a long time with the JP, you know, Justice and Peace. We have more than 100 years of Catholic social thought. And of course, for all the history of the Church, we've been concerned with the people who are on the margins of society, but perhaps not in the way that we are nowadays. And so for maybe more than 100 years with Catholic social teaching, we've been very concerned with these kinds of issues. But the IC, the integrity of creation, the issue of ecology is something that's much more recent. And all of a sudden, it's very urgent with the issue of global warming. But it seems to me that we can also look at creation as being one of those elements of our society, of our world, that's been excluded and that we need to pay attention to now.